Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Another mixed day today in the grain futures. Corn futures and wheat futures both lower and closing near the lows, while beans were weak near the close but closed higher on the day, up 2 to 4 cents across the board. November beans went to 1178 even, and that was up about 4 to 5 cents. And of course, we're significantly off the high from a week or so ago at 1188 and a quarter. Wheat futures, after a little bit of rainfall this weekend, we were expecting maybe to be a little bit weaker, but there wasn't enough rainfall to really go around and make a significant impact on the drought conditions for the most part of the southern plains. And then the 30-day forecast for that same region is still warm and still dry. So it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of relief here in the short term for wheat. Despite that, wheat futures were under pressure today. July 2014, we're down pretty significantly here, about 738. And that's quite a bit off the high. Remember, the high from a few trading days ago was 753.5. So we're about 15 cents off the high there. But we're still considered in an uptrend as we're above most of the moving averages. And in corn futures, a little bit weaker today. Still talk about what's going on in Russia and Crimea and any possibility of some export problems over there in the next few months to years.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
A couple of reports today from the USDA. We had the regular weekly exports inspections this morning. Now, wheat, we were expecting 18 to 23 million bushels. It came in at the low end at 18 million. And corn, we were looking for 33 to 39 million bushels. It came in at the high end at 38 million bushels. And then beans, looking for 28 to 34 million bushels, came in at the high end of the range at 34 million bushels. Some talk that that was part of the reason why beans were up. But then at 11 a.m. this morning, we had the NOPA crush report for the month of February. Came in at 141.61 million bushels of soybeans. The average guess was 140.9, so we were just a little bit above average. And that's still down just over 9% from the month of January. Last year at this time, we were 136.3. So we're still showing a lot of demand there for the beans. But it was lower than where we were in January, which, remember, December was actually a record high. So there's a lot of ways to look at the same number. And then USDA said we sold some corn to Mexico for this crop year. And then the next big report will be the March 31st planting intentions and stock report, which we'll continue to watch that. And then everybody will position for that. And then we'll keep talking about the weather and then rain here in the southern plains, or hot and dry or windy and so forth. But those are the things to watch in the near future.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 22 cents at 145.02. March feeders were up 15 cents at 174.75. And April lean hogs were up $2.40 at 121.70. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 8 cents at 743 and a half. Chicago May wheat was down 12 and 3 quarters on the day at 674 and a half. In the row crops, Chicago May corn was down 7 at 479, and May soybeans were up 3 and a quarter cents at 1391 and 3 quarters. May cotton was down 16 points on the day at 92.03 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.